Inclusion Now 56, Health, Medical Needs and Inclusion. For disabled children and young people to be properly included in education and social life, it will require removal of barriers with provision of individual adjustments, to have the support they want for the impacts of their impairment on the functioning of their body and mind, so they can thrive on their own terms and achieve equity. The Inclusion Movement. The inclusion movement campaigning for human rights must recognise the education of disabled people as a human right. They must find a way of recognising the needs of disabled children, young people and their families, to take control of specific requirements for our impairments. Developing notions of self-worth, mutual worth, empowerment and agency are crucial. At the same time, we must continue to work to create an environment which accepts and welcomes difference, by removing notions of normality, with their eugenicist foundations, stereotypes and stigma, and challenging all forms of bullying. Impact of COVID-19. The tendency to ration medical support via triaging or encouraging do not resuscitate statements for disabled people is evident in the current COVID-19 pandemic. This uncovers the tip of an iceberg of moral and ethical judgments based on medical model thinking, and not on the human rights principles of equal treatment, regardless of impairment, espoused on the surface. During this pandemic, disabled people have been widely ignored across UK government departments. COVID-19 has revealed the extent of the difficulties and struggles of disabled children in accessing education as well as learning support, creating inequality for them within the education system. We spoke with Akosu Aramateng from Waltham Forest, a parent to a 13-year-old son who attends a mainstream school. Her son has learning difficulties and is ventilator dependent. Akosu stated, "My son is shielding, and we, parents, support him with his schoolwork and medical needs at home." She also shared examples about the types of support the school is currently providing for homeschooling. This includes lessons sent by email, weekly phone calls to find out how he is coping, and Google sessions online. There didn't appear to be any differentiation of the educational material issued to her son, and the family are having to provide the support. Akosua has further worries about her son's safety to return to school, and said she wants to know what measures will be put in place to keep him safe, because she will not put her son at risk of getting the virus, COVID-19. Akosua continued to speak about the support provided by the school when her son transited from primary to secondary school. She describes this as a tough experience because there was a change to his TA, teaching assistant, and challenges with his behaviour. Unfortunately, there seems to be a disconnect between primary and secondary school in the process to ensure the continuation of the same type of support. Akosua felt that the experiences affected her son's settlement in secondary school. The new arrangements for Akosua's son was not to have one-to-one TA, but to have access to a team of different TAs, and this was hard for my son to adjust to. She also spoke a little bit about her son's painful experience in developing relationships with other peers and making friends at school. Austerity. The current pandemic has created further barriers for disabled people, which exacerbated the 10 years of austerity and 40 years of neoliberal free market-based capitalism, which have left our public services hollowed out. Our hospitals, social care, environmental health, benefits and social housing are underinvested. Important rational decisions for the public good were not taken, reducing the UK's capacity to deal with not only the pandemic, but a myriad of issues, including public health. Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services, CAMHS, are another example of the pressures put on young people. The austerity and education reforms have ratcheted up the levels of mental health issues, while these services have been reduced and inevitably rationed. Specialist CAMHS, NHS mental health services that focus on the needs of children and young people, can provide really useful support. These are multidisciplinary teams, often consisting of a wide range of specialists, from psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, nurses, support workers, occupational therapists, and psychological therapists. Psychological therapists may include child psychotherapists, family psychotherapists, play and creative art therapists, primary mental health link workers, and specialist substance misuse workers. 1 in 10 children between the ages of 5 and 16 have a clinically diagnosable mental problem, and many go into adulthood with serious unresolved problems. Indeed, 50% of mental health problems in adults were identifiable by the age of 14.